From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. Ukraine's President Petro Poroshenko said Thursday that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump raised the issue of Russian aggression and the illegal annexation of Crimea in a telephone conversation. Meanwhile, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg said in remarks at Oxford University in England that Trump had expressed strong support for the Western military alliance during a phone conversation recently.
I spoke with President-elect last week on the phone, and he expressed strong support to NATO. He expressed strong support to the idea of NATO, of our collective defense, our security guarantees. And I am certain that that will continue to be the case.
Jens Stoltenberg. Police in southern France are looking for an armed man who burst into a retirement home for missionaries, killing one woman. News reports say about 60 residents were brought out to safety as police continue to search for the suspect. There are indications that this was not, or rather, there is no indication that this was an act of terrorism. France is on heightened alert and has been under a state of emergency since a wave of Islamist attacks last year. Investigators in southern Mexico are trying to identify the remains of 32 bodies and 9 human heads that were buried in a clandestine grave. The drug cartels have been known to bury victims in secret graves, but officials did not immediately say the cartels are involved. Mexican security forces found the remains after receiving an anonymous tip that people were being held at a camp. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. A landmark Japan-South Korea military pact is drawing complaints from opponents in Seoul who are protesting the deal and how quickly it was arranged. Under the General Security of Military Information Agreement, Seoul and Tokyo can now directly share some military intelligence about North Korea. The deal allows them to bypass the United States, which has played middleman with intel since late 2014. Meantime, South Korean President Park Geun-hye is fighting to stay in office after being named as an accomplice in a corruption scandal. The World Trade Organization's director has cautioned against blaming world trade for unemployment, saying the number of factors needed to be taken into consideration when jobs begin to disappear.
The World Trade Organization, Roberto Acevedo, acknowledges that international trade can be a disruptive factor in some communities and may cost jobs in industries affected by cheap imports. But he says this is far from the whole story.
While it does that, there is no doubt that trade brings overall benefits to the economy, particularly the economies that are more open and that embrace trade more freely are the ones that develop most, that are growing faster.
Acevedo says more jobs are being lost through new technologies and innovation, as well as the search for higher productivity than through trade. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
NATO has ended Operation Ocean Shield after a sharp drop-off in attacks by Somali pirates. The Royal Danish Air Force carried out the last Indian Ocean surveillance mission for NATO. The NATO operation has been one part of a highly successful coordinated international response to the threat of piracy that also included the European Union, the United States, and other independent nations. During its peak, piracy off the Horn of Africa had an economic impact of $7 billion, with more than 1,000 hostages taken. There hasn't been a successful piracy attack since 2012. Just a short recap of some of our top stories at this hour. Police in southern France looking for an armed man who burst into a retirement home for missionaries, killing one woman. Dozens of other residents at that home made it out safely with the help of police. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That's voanews.com. Reporting here in Washington, I'm Michael Brown.
That's the latest world news from VOA.